Hey, hope you are having a good day. I'm coming at you with the new series called Power to the Woman. It's about how we girls can be independent like all those boys out there and how we can do whatever a boy can do.
The 19th Amendment guarantees all American women the right to vote. Achieving this milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle. Victory took decades of anger and protest. Beginning in the mid-19th century, several generations of women suffrage supporters lectured, wrote, marched, lobbied, and practiced civil disobedience to achieve what many Americans considered a racial change of the Constitution. Few early supporters lived to see final victory in 1920. Beginning in the 1800s, women organized petitions and picketed to win the right to vote, but it took them decades to accomplish their purpose. Between 1878, when the amendment was first introduced in Congress, and August 18th, 1920, when it was ratified, companions of voting rights for women worked tirelessly, but strategies for achieving their goal varied. Some pursued a strategy passing suffrage acts in each state. The 9 Western states adopted women's suffrage legislation by 1912. Other challenged male-only voting laws in the courts. Militant suffragists used tactics such as parades, silent vigils, and hunger strikes. Often supporters met fierce resistance. Opponents hackled, jailed, and sometimes physically abused them. By 1916, almost all of the major suffrage organizations were united behind the goals of the Constitutional Amendment. When New York adopted women's suffrage in 1917 and President Wilson changed his position to support an amendment in 1918. The political balance began to shift. On May 21, 1919, the House of Representatives passed the amendment, and 2 weeks later, the Senate followed. When Tennessee became the 36th state to ratify the amendment on August 18, 1920, the amendment passes its final hurdle of obtaining the agreement of 3/4 of the states. Secretary of State Bainbridge Colby certified the ratification on August 26, 1920, changing the face of all American electorate forever. Women's rights are fundamental rights that were stated by the United States for every human being on the planet nearly 70 years ago. These rights include the right to live freely from violence, slavery, and discrimination, to be educated, to own property, to vote, to earn a fair and equal wage. As a now famous saying goes, women's rights are human rights. That is to say, all women are entitled to all of these rights. Yet almost everywhere around the world, women and girls are still denied them, often simply because of their gender. Winning rights for women is about more than giving opportunities to find individual women or girls. It is about challenging how countries and communities work. It involves changing laws and policies, winning hearts and minds, and investing in strong women's organizations and movements. This is a closing segment. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something about the history of the women's suffrage committees. Power to the women. Bye.